This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdala, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, to the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You gotta say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production. We are back this week.
What's up, man?
Not much. How are you doing? We are live on YouTube and ready for the podcast. I feel good about this. I feel better about this than I did 7 hours ago.
Why? Because you had done absolutely no research 7 hours ago?
I was going to say absolutely none, but I have done little.
You knew what the topic was. That's almost research.
Yeah, I mean, I knew what the topic was. But so
dude, I still sound loud.
No, you actually sound all right.
Okay, good, good.
Okay, so I didn't feel very good about this one. But before we get into that, didn't we have something we wanted to talk about?
Yeah, it's a new thing I want to do every episode because we get so much feedback, and after both of us end up re-listening to the episode over the course of the week, there's always something we forgot about and something we need to go over again, and you know, we always feel like we need to say something. We missed it.
So we feel like adding this as a new segment to the show.
It's so corny, but we're going to call it
Surreal Talk Deja Vu.
Deja Vu. Maybe we'll even add in a sound effect someday.
Yeah.
That's wah, not really wah. Nice.
Maybe the
Zelda.
The Legend of Zelda from going light to dark world. Yeah. Wah, wah. That'd be pretty cool. Anyway, so this is just something to like he was saying, you know, stuff we forgot, stuff we should have said, stuff we figured out maybe we said wrong.
And again, this isn't comprehensive, obviously. Just like the episode last week wasn't. Neither is the deja vu. So the first thing I wanted to talk about, I think we missed, was the effect of drugs. Oh, last week obviously was the metaphysical mind. I guess we should say that.
Yes, sir.
So if you haven't listened to that episode, I don't know why you haven't. Get back and listen to it.
Yeah, because it's plain out awesome. I mean,
yeah, it wasn't bad.
I thought it was good.
Anyway, so the effect of drugs on the mind.
What are you talking about?
You know,
man.
I mean, anything from like marijuana.
Yeah,
to
no. I mean, well, and LSD.
Magic mushrooms, LSD.
Those are
DMT.
Are considered mind-expanding drugs, you know what I mean?
Yes, one person, they're mind-expanding, mind-altering, mind-destroying.
Bringing you to a new era of reality and level of consciousness,
well,
yeah.
Was it Alex, you said the whole magic mushroom trip of how that consciousness was kicked on?
Yeah, kicked on, expanded by,
by magic mushrooms. I don't buy the whole thing, I mean.
I thought it was interesting.
We can be honest, we've both tried mushrooms before.
Oh, no, not me.
Shit, I'm going to jail.
Yeah, you are.
This is many moons ago. Man, you got to turn your phone off.
No, I ain't worth a damn.
Anyway, so the effect that drugs have on your brain, they can do anything from like marijuana, how occasionally it'll make you happier, or even it can depress you. But it has the ability to change the chemistry in your brain and change your thought process.
Yeah.
And we don't really know how it works. Even alcohol, for that matter.
Well, we do sort of know how it works.
Well,
because your brain makes
cannabinoid.
It has a cannabinoid receptor. And this is, we're just strictly talking about marijuana here. And as you ingest the marijuana, the cannabinoids from that bind to the receptors in your brain, causing a different feeling.
And it makes you hungry.
Yeah.
Hungry, did you know your brain
hungry, happy, sleepy?
Did you know your brain naturally produces cannabinoids?
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah, it naturally produces cannabinoids.
Okay,
well, that's why you have a cannabinoid receptor in your brain. Anyway, so what was the next thing you wanted to talk about that we missed last week?
Sleep paralysis. You know about sleep paralysis.
Every time
phenomenon.
I'm asleep, I can't move.
No, you dumb bastard. Sleep paralysis is a phenomenon that a lot of people claim to have experienced where they it lies on the edge of sleep and wake to where they claim to be aware of their surroundings. Similar like how we talk about people in a coma are aware of what's going around, but it's like that. They can't move. They can't talk.
I've heard it described as nightmarish and hellish because you're not really exactly awake. You are awake, but you're not.
Right.
So it's like things are maybe dreamy, but you can still see your outside world.
Right. Well, it kind of goes along with another thing I wanted to talk about that we didn't talk about was dreaming. That the consciousness is weird when you dream or right on the edge of awake in a dream. Like maybe your alarm clock has music, and for whatever reason, your consciousness connects your dream state to your reality, and that music from your alarm clock plays in your dream. You know what I mean?
There's, I do. Yeah, I do. You know what I like about?
Or you'll hear your alarm going off like beep beep in your dreams.
Here's something really weird about your brain and dreaming. How like, and now this is gonna be bad. So like, have you ever been drunk, or even just really tired, and you've been dreaming? I'm in the bathroom, and I'm you know, standing in front of the toilet.
Oh God!
And I'm taking a pee, and then like, you wake up and you've actually just pissed the bed.
I've never did that.
Me neither. Me neither. Anyway, next topic.
You're funny, man.
No, but like something that's cool about dreaming is like, because when you're dreaming, you don't really know that you're dreaming. You know what I mean? You can't tell that. And your mind doesn't have the constraints that it would have in normal reality. Like things that can happen in your dreams obviously isn't stuff that's going to happen
right
when you're awake. You know what I mean? But you don't know that. And you don't think of them as odd.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You and your buddies flying through the air. Dude. You know, I mean, that's just not odd in your dream. Now, when you wake up, you're like, whoa, that was kind of weird.
That's the thing about dreams. You could be going on grand adventures fighting aliens, or you could be being hellishly tortured by a crazy demon.
Dreams are
all state of mind. It's like, how did you go to sleep? What have you thought about that day? Your subconscious just kind of jumbles it all into some weird movie.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very good way to describe it. It's a way for your subconscious to act out the events that your consciousness has experienced.
Not even just that. It's what your consciousness wants to experience, what your dreams are in life.
Ooh,
you can become king in your dreams, you know what I mean? Or you could be a pauper and be nobody if you're rich.
I do.
It could be your greatest fears. It could be your greatest wants. The subconscious is quite strange. And we were talking about, too, did we mention how dreams could be, I think we did, how it could be like, somebody trying to telepathically contact you.
You have a tough time with that word.
I do. Trying to contact you, and it's just your brain doesn't know how to understand the images or thoughts.
It's the only way it can process it.
Right.
That could very well be, too.
Maybe when you're asleep and in REM sleep is the only time your brain's truly susceptible to such.
Yeah, maybe that's the only time it's awake enough.
Well, we didn't talk about it either. Again, we missed a lot of shit like we always do. Like brain waves, like alpha waves.
Alpha waves, beta waves.
Like when you're asleep, you have beta waves.
Uh-huh.
I know goddamn nothing about that. But we should have researched it.
Yeah, we really should have touched on that.
How about you research it, listener, and you tell us? And then we'll deja vu next week again.
How about you do the legwork for our show? Wouldn't that be great? Come on, man. What are you talking about?
We'll have deja vu part two next week, which will precede the deja vu for this week's show. It's going to get deep.
Yeah, it's inception here, ladies and gentlemen. So, all right, so let's be done with that. You guys came here for a show. That's exactly what you're going to get. We're talking this week.
Every week.
I know. Well, it's a good phrase. We're talking the ancient civilizations lost and found.
Well, I called it backwards. I said lost and found ancient civilizations. It sounds cooler.
Well, that'd be a good title for a book. Like if this was a book.
Well, I kind of thought about it like the lost and found in preschool or elementary school.
I lost my pencil.
These civilizations are just kind of left over in the box. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. These are the ones that nobody really cares about.
Well, they care about them. They just haven't really looked deep enough in the box.
Nobody's claimed them.
Got the sand off of them like in Egypt. You know what I mean?
Nobody's claimed it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Obviously, all distinct cultures and religions.
Well, all these, they obviously all had their own distinct cultures and religions, right? Like the Sumerians, you know, Crumb? Oh,
come on, man, that's Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, well, he was Sumerian.
Was he?
Yeah, he was a Sumerian.
Really?
I believe so, yeah.
Does it say that in the movie, Sumerian?
I believe so.
I didn't know
that. Well, at
least
in the cartoon.
Oh.
It's cartoon canon.
We need absolutely no pop for a second episode.
That's why I said there's not a lot of pop for Lost Civs. You got a few movies about it, but.
Right. Okay, so then let's start out with.
I know, a good one we can talk about later, though, Congo. But anyway.
Well, yeah, but that is a good one. Let's start out with, what do you want to do? Babylon?
Yeah, sure.
Babylon? Sure. Babylon's been called the cradle of civilization.
No. Mesopotamia, that whole area.
Well, yeah, these are all these
Babylon
next few.
Babylon existed in that area.
These next few are going to be Mesopotamian
right.
civilizations because, but
you're just seeing some keywords I wrote down and you're just like, enough.
Yeah, well, maybe. Why not? Easter Island? Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Back to Babylon. Come on, Babylon, man. Babylonia.
Babylonia is modern-day Iraq, right?
Yeah, basically the area
between the Tigris and Euphrates River. Tig. It's Tigris and Euphrates River.
I pronounce it Tigris. F you if you don't.
Yeah. This guy likes...
Hashtag Tigris.
Yeah, like from... What is the show? Tigger?
Pooh. Winnie the Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh. Yeah.
No, it's not like that at all.
But, so Babylon's pretty old, man.
Yeah, in the original language, they spoke Akkadian. It was
Akkadian.
Called... Akkadian. Yeah, like, did you see Scorpion King?
Yeah,
they
spoke Akkadian. Yes. Akkadian. He was Akkadian.
But apparently that was a real civilization, a real tongue that was spoke back way back when in the original civilization.
Well, I mean, the Akkadians were even in the movie 300, remember? He's like, let's show the Spartans what we can do.
Oh, yeah,
they cuss loud and drink.
I wonder if they really had anything to do with the Battle of Thermopylae.
I don't know. We'll have to check that out.
We probably won't.
Yeah, we probably won't. You're right.
But they were called Matakadi, which
wait, what?
Matakadi. That's what they call themselves, and they're in Akkadian, which okay. meant the country of Akkad.
Okay. Okay. So that makes sense. Akkadian.
Right. Right. They one of their rulers at one time was Hammurabi, which is pretty famous for the Code of
Harambe.
Hammurabi. Not Harambe, your gorilla buddy. Hammurabi.
Oh, Hammurabi.
You've heard of it, the Code of Hammurabi, which basically, the famous part of it is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
Right. No, it's almost a set of, like, laws.
But it is a set of laws, exactly. There was 282 laws in the Code of Hammurabi. It went not just for what happens whenever you injure somebody or kill somebody. And hold on, before we get too far in that, did you know that that had, like, social caste levels for that? So say you were a lowly person and you accidentally fucked up the hand of a dentist or something like that, you might lose your eye. Because they needed their hand. They're, like, higher above you, and they're more important.
In the social construct or whatever?
Right. So there was, like, a sliding scale of, like, you're a shithead, nobody surf, and if you're a noble, you know what I mean, you better not mess with the nobles. And at the same time, if a noble kills a, you know, a serf
commoner.
Or a commoner, it's not as bad as killing another noble. So
well, that kind of sucks.
But the rest of the Code of Hammurabi, talked about all kinds of stuff, from what wages should be paid for what jobs, terms of liabilities if you screwed something up for somebody else, inheritances, divorces, what sexual behavior was okay.
So they laid like every
it was
mainly
legit, like set, that's why it was our civilization. They took the time to say what's good and what's not in our, you know,
oh,
our
that's
social
cool.
structure. So
it was so nuts. Here's something interesting. It has been estimated that Babylon was the largest city in the world from 1770 to 1670 BC, and again, also between 612 and 320 BC, perhaps the first city to reach a population above 200,000. I'm sorry.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Oh, gosh, man. Estimates extent of its area range from 890 to 8,000.
Come on, man. 8,931
square kilometers. That's not very big.
8,931 square kilometers. That's pretty good size, Pally.
Yeah, but that's not a city, though. That's just
that's
like
huge.
The whole thing.
That's huge.
Hmm.
I mean, it's, what do you own?
Okay, good. Good enough, right?
Right. Did you own the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, one of the ancient wonders of the world?
Yeah, but I'm not very familiar with them. I know
they were built by, I believe, Nebuchadnezzar. And I'm sure you know the name Nebuchadnezzar because he used to play Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, but that's also the ship from Matrix.
Oh, who was the Nebuchadnezzar? But he was another one of the big Babylonian kings who ruled for, you know, a long time, uh-huh. yada, yada, yada. Don't know a lot about him.
Hanging Gardens. So what's that all about?
It was just a giant, beautiful garden. You know what I mean? Like,
why were they hanging? I don't understand that.
They just called them that. They had, you know, like beautiful, lush vines
growing
down.
Like mom used to
have
with the hooks in the ceiling and then like the hanging pot, plotted plants.
Kind of like that. Kind of like that. But just a giant, like... Imagine a whole courtyard, but even way much bigger. You know what I mean?
I do.
So that was Babylonia. But also we talked about the Sumerians, which were also Mesopotamian. Is that right? Mesopotamian. They were from Sumer.
Sumer.
Whatever.
Sumer.
Potato Pally.
Oh, Sumer. You guys are from Sumer.
In your research here, it says they were responsible for 100 of the world's first, which
yes.
probably, that's, is that an exact? You're going to give every 100 of them?
No, it's just an estimate.
So what are some of the things they were first at?
Well, they were responsible for having, like, your first writing systems, which is cuneiform, which
sure.
all the tablets from...
Like Rosetta Stone and, you know, like, well, Zechariah Sitchin stuff. All
exactly.
His,
so the, right. the tablets that he
Talk about
decoded
the Nibiru and the Anunnaki.
Were all in cuneiform, which is the earliest writing system ever.
That we know of.
Well, okay, yeah, that we know of. I can't say
we're going to talk about the people of Clovis, the Clovis people later on, who were way outdate them, you know, the Mesopotamian people.
Yeah, that's just a different school of thought, though, but yes.
No, and they radiocarbon dated, you know, when these people were around.
They were the first ones to have irrigation.
Ooh, that's
they used
deal.
Levees and canals to...
Again, objection, speculation. We don't know that they're the first, but they're the first we have evidence of.
Okay. The first to have cities.
You're just dismissing me.
Yeah,
like I'm some sort of crazy.
Cities, roads, schools.
Again, the first ones were cities.
Courts.
That's
first ones
cool.
were courts. Now, you were just saying the Babylonians had this 282-law system, right?
Yeah,
Babylon's in Mesopotamia, right by the Sumerians, by Sumer. So wouldn't be too far of a stretch to think that their first courts... Maybe use those 282 laws from the Babylonians. I know these are two separate civilizations, but they're all contained within Mesopotamia, which is modern-day Iraq, which
you know
is not a very big geographical location.
We should have looked at the overlap between these civilizations.
You're right. We probably should have, because that way maybe one...
You're an asshole. This is your fault.
Oh, I don't think so.
No.
But I think that's interesting that they had like the first courts and stuff like that. You know what I mean? That they were responsible for all of the
civilization. But, to be a civilization, you can't just be a village that, you know, has been around for a couple hundred years. You got to have had some shit happen,
right? So, so the thing that's weird, okay, you can't just be a civilization. But from day one, and I shouldn't say day one, from the beginning of the Sumerian civilization, they had access to, they knew all about the Earth's tilt, the wobble, and all that. And they said that that's all written down on their cuneiform tablets, which in those tablets, they say that the Anunnaki from Nibiru were the ones that told them all this ancient.
Yeah, but they also had some stuff that wouldn't be considered super crazy.
No. The tablets weren't just super crazy shit. They were a lot
didn't
of.
Didn't they have the calendar they had? Didn't they have a really accurate calendar?
Yeah, that was the Mayans had the most accurate, but the Sumerians did have a pretty decent calendar going on.
That's what I'm thinking of. Mayan calendar.
I think the Sumerians. Yeah, no shit. I was really into 2012, bud. No.
Were you really? Were you?
No, gosh, not at all. Give me a break. If you notice my Facebook post, I say, hey, in case anybody doesn't follow YouTube conspiracies, the end of the world is today again.
You remember that from 4 years ago?
No, but there's been like seven into the world since then.
That's fair.
Yeah, you got to catch up on your YouTube conspiracies, but it's always happening. The end of the world, there was one like 3 weeks ago.
I missed it.
Yeah.
So did the end of the world come and
goes. Most people did.
You need to have End of the World 2016 t-shirts, End of the World 2017 t-shirts.
It's the end of the world.
I survived the end
again.
Of the world 2016.
Again.
That's funny.
But the Sumerians were, that's a pretty cool one, man, because there's a lot about the Sumerians, and a lot of it's tied in with
yeah, like I said, they believed in Chrome.
Yeah, and they loved to
break their enemies and hear the lamentation of their women.
I don't believe that.
That's what Conan said.
If you really want to know a lot, we touched on the Sumerians a lot more in our Nibiru episode.
Right, the Planet X episode.
Yeah, but yeah, so I think what it is like all these tablets
got... We were horrible back then, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, we're horrible almost now.
Yeah, we're one step ahead of horrible.
Yeah. I think so.
So another one I want to talk about was Easter Island. That's not a huge civilization, but everybody's heard of Easter Island and the giant Moai.
Yeah, the big-headed statues and stuff. Well, right. See, they're originally just the Easter Island heads.
Yeah, nobody had taken the time to be like, are these just sitting here, or are they actually the actual head of a larger statue, which it turns out that's what they are.
Yeah, they some of them were what, 30-something feet tall?
32 feet tall.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I had a lot on that, too. Where the hell was it?
I can't hear you because you're not talking to the mic.
That's because I'm looking for something.
So there's a lot of schools of thought about where they even got the rock to build this, but... Long story short, they're saying now that it is actually from the island. Some people were saying they were shipping it in 2,000 miles away from Chile, because that's where Easter Island is. It's roughly 2,300 miles west of Chile in the Pacific Ocean.
Of Chile, huh?
Chile. Originally, it was known as Rapa Nui to the inhabitants, which were a Polynesian people. They migrated to the island around 400 AD.
Polynesian, you say?
Polynesian. Not French Polynesian, just regular.
French Polynesian, huh?
Yep. It was refound to the world in 1722 and had some 3,000 people living on it at the time. This is well after whenever the Moai were built.
Right.
So it's what's left of that civilization. 4 years later, I guess in 1726, Captain James Cook, the famous guy who, you know, went to Australia and all kinds of stuff, he found the island and said there was
any relation to James Kirk?
No, they're different last names.
I know, it was just...
Yeah, I got you. You're being an a-hole. Anyway, 4 years later, he said there's approximately 600 to 700 people remaining on Easter Island of the, well, what can almost be considered indigenous at that point.
Oh, wow. Okay, so when they found it in 1722, there were 3,000 people, and then when he came 4 years later, there were only 600 to 700 males and 30 females.
Jeez, that's crazy.
That's very nuts. That's 4 years.
But what happened pretty much purportedly, there was a civil war, and they just wiped themselves out.
They were just pissed at each other.
Who knows what Captain...
The heads told them to do.
Not Captain Cook. Whoever the people that found him in 1722, what kind of radical thoughts they brought. Maybe they brought television, and they didn't like what to watch that night.
Really? 1722?
Maybe.
Television.
I mean, yeah, I'm just making a joke. You know what?
Right.
F you.
Could have been a volcano.
Well, there is a volcano on the island.
Well, it could have been. Yeah, but how do we know that volcano didn't erupt and kill all those people?
Well, there'd be evidence of, like, you know, ash in the...
Debatable.
Not debatable. You dick. All right, let's skip on past Easter Island.
Oh, this is a good one. Ancient Egypt.
Ancient Egypt.
Everybody knows the ancient Egyptian civilization, you know, like Ra, Thoth, the sun gods.
Well,
those are
the gods.
Yeah, but they
Horus,
all, everybody, you know, everybody worshipped them and everything.
Well, that's generally what you do to gods.
Well, I mean, if you're into that kind of thing. Well, if that's your thing. I mean, like, because there's gods that I just don't worship.
I mean, I guess you could say over any other ancient culture, the gods were front and center for the Egyptians. Look at everything they did was a...
And another thing, Horus. Horus was also another Egyptian god.
The dog-headed guy or whatever?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah. Oh, fuck, I forgot what I was going to say, too.
Well, let me get back to what I was saying. They're obviously religious people, so much to the point that their leaders were considered a god. Pharaoh, which means god king.
Exactly. So that's what I was going to say. What I forgot was all of these gods, so to speak, in ancient Egypt were not gods, but they were more like human gods. They were like still manifested in a physical form, but they were like at a higher level of consciousness.
Did you ever see Stargate? I tried to explain
long time ago.
They were just aliens. Long time ago. But you know, you'll get that from any of the you'll hear about ancient stories about the Egyptians were all aliens. I love that guy.
Got George Shakarakalatopoulos.
Yeah, Sherlock went like a lick a dong dong.
The Ancient Aliens is a really good show.
I disagree totally.
Oh man, get you good theories, get your mind going.
Good theories coming out of Ancient Aliens.
What I'm saying is you don't have to believe everything that's on there for your mind to get going. And like, oh man, that's totally possible. What about
like this?
This
show?
Huh. This is a good show too. Yeah, you're right.
Oh Lord. So ancient Egypt lasted from roughly 3000 BC to 332 BC. Some even say as much as 30 BC until the death of Cleopatra when she killed herself. And then,
she killed herself?
Yeah, she used an asp, a snake, and let it just bite her on the breast is the story, and it killed her.
I didn't know that.
She was married to Mark Antony, Caesar's buddy. You don't know much about that, do you?
No, not at all.
Look into it. It was really cool. After her death, Egypt was basically taken over by Rome. It became a colony of Rome. That was the end of ancient Egypt and all of that stuff.
Wow.
And since then, at some point in time, the sand, the desert, as it does with everything, took over the pyramids. It took over the Sphinx. And people had forgot that they'd even existed.
Right. Yeah, this was interesting when we were doing our research here today. Everett was telling me that the Sphinx was only uncovered like 150 years ago. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
It was in the 1800s. Let me see real quick. I'll have to Google this again. When was the Sphinx found?
I thought that was pretty crazy.
1817 was the first modern archaeological dig supervised by Italian Captain Giovanni Battista Cavaliglia. I'm sure I killed that. But they uncovered the Sphinx back then. It was completely and finally excavated from 1925 to 1936. So less than 100 years ago.
Less than 100 years ago. And that was just a chest, right, that they excavated in 1920?
No. They completely finished it in that 11-year period, 25 to 36. But they had first refound it in early 1800s. The pyramids themselves, the Great Pyramids, were also lost to time. That's why they're still finding all these old pyramids that are completely covered in sand, like or the Valley of the Kings. That was all covered in sand. They got those giant sitting statues of the pharaohs.
What about that Petrus? Have you ever heard of Petrus?
Uh-uh. Google it now.
Yeah, Petrus. Dude, that's cool. It's actually from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Do you know where they go?
That's
actual the city of Petrus, I believe.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at the picture of Petra right now on Wikipedia. Is that exact?
That's it, isn't it?
I've read about this, though. It's just the front of the building, though. There's really nothing in there. It's just you go through the door, and that's it.
Is that right?
Yeah, let me see here. I'm not gonna read all this. It's so boring for me to do
this. You better read all that.
But somebody double-check. I'm pretty sure it's just a facade in the side of this canyon.
Really?
That's what I believe. There's no knight back there for sure hiding the cup of Christ, so to speak.
No, I'm not saying that it was actually the keeper of the grail. I'm just saying the lost civilization of Petrus, like a lost city, was not even really
a city from the look of it.
Really?
I don't know. You don't know shit about it either, so. Let's get out of ancient Egypt. Well, I don't know. I want to finish saying, though, there was a King Tut. He was from 1332 BC to 1323. Only ruled for about 10 years. He was a teenager. Whatever.
The guy Steve Martin sang about. Yeah, King Tut.
When I was a young boy. It was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But that just shows you there were so many different dynasties and eras. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the Ramses, he had his own dynasty of, like, I don't know, 20 people in his family that ruled after him.
So there's so many crazy reasons what people come up with, like, what the pyramids were used for. Did you know that the former presidential candidate, Ben Carson, he had a theory that they were grain storage?
Well, there's no proof of that. No evidence, right. Is there?
No, and this guy's a brain surgeon, but he thought grain
storage.
Stick
to brain surgery, not archaeology.
So I was thinking the same thing, too. But, you know, I mean, one of them was, if you ever saw the X-Men Apocalypse movie, that was pretty cool. But there's a missing capstone on one of them, and they're saying that that was to, like, transmit energy all the way through the pyramid.
Yeah, you've been watching Ancient Aliens again, ain't you?
Oh, man, it's a good show. It's a good show.
Yeah.
I don't want to rule nothing out, because we don't know.
Well, there's so much there's still unfound.
Right.
And you know what the thing about, for any civilization that lasted
they
as
just
long
sent
as,
those laser drones into the pyramids and found that there's secret chambers in there that nobody knows.
Chambers,
that
small
we've
ones,
never,
big ones.
Right, that we've never even checked.
But for a civilization that lasted almost 3,000 years, one civilization, think about all the eras that gone through where technology had changed, people had rose and forgotten, all kinds of shit, you know what I mean? 3,000 years. If you think back now, what was 3,000 years ago? 1,000 BC, 1,000 years before Christ. And that would have been roughly, if this was the end of right now, the Egypt.
No smartphones.
God damn it. Way to miss the point there. Once again, Eric.
You're missing with the point here.
You're missing the point.
Hey, Russell Burns says he's in the car watching. That's not safe.
That's not really safe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
somebody else is driving. That's fine.
Okay. I guess if you're carpooling, that'd be all right.
All right. Let's move over to the Mayans, some Central American Mexico area.
Yeah, the Mayans, man.
So there's a little bit of information out there on exactly what happened to the Mayans. Let me see if I can find that. What do you know about them? I'm going to Google something real quick.
Oh, I know a little bit about the Mayans, man. They were... I know, but by like 1000 AD, the most of the Mayan cities were abandoned. I mean, I really got some good stuff on my here. Okay, so here we go. I wrote some shit down, honestly.
First time ever.
Yeah. So they had over 1,500 years of writing, and to this day, only 4 books from the Mayan area can exist.
From the Mayan era? So for 1,500 years, they had
a writing system.
They had a language. They had a writing, an alphabet, so to speak, and they did keep stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah, they
but
kept
only
all,
four books
exist today, and nobody can completely translate or understand them. They can walk some of the stuff through, but no one can completely
that's weird
front to back translate or understand them.
Now, are they a pictograph language, or are they actually like characters like we have?
I believe they're a pictograph.
Yeah,
I believe that. I'm not sure though, honestly. Now, so there were two. Periods in Maya. So there were early Maya and classic Maya. Early Maya was from 1800 BC to 250 AD. These guys were like, they were mostly farmers, beans, squash, stuff like that. But they did do their pyramid building. That, you know, they
were another one of the big pyramid builders.
Yeah, well,
they did a lot of stuff like human sacrifices too. So
yeah, well, and that's the crazy thing about like early civilizations. All over Earth, there are pyramids everywhere. Everywhere, all over Earth. A lot of people just think, oh, the pyramids are from Egypt and shit. But no,
Cambodia has pyramids, every continent.
We're
talking about Angkor, which is another ancient civilization. We'll get to that eventually. They also built pyramids.
Every continent on Earth has pyramids. You know what I mean?
Aliens.
But no, so early Mayas, like I said, 1800 BC to 250 AD, and they were mostly farmers, beans, squash. They did, and then classic Maya was 250 AD to 900 AD. This is when they really sprouted, right? So their civilizations grew to up to like 40 cities or something like that, right there in the Maya. And they were between 5,000.
Which was mostly Maya was mostly southern Mexico.
Yeah, can you give me an idea of the geographic location of where the Mayan Empire was?
Keep talking, I'll find it.
Okay, so what it was, they were between 5,000 and 50,000 people per city, and that's their population. They were growing pretty big, and they had 40 cities, so they may have reached as much as 2 million inhabitants in total of the Mayan civilization.
Okay, so take a look at this picture. It basically looks like it's all the Yucatan Peninsula,
uh-huh,
and everything that hooks up to the Yucatan Peninsula right around it, but no further north into Mexico and no further into Central America.
Okay,
just 100 miles or so outside of the Yucatan.
That's it? So,
yeah.
Okay, well, that's not bad. But so like this, the second period, the classic Maya, they were more religious. They did a lot of math, astronomy, and they were the ones that came up with the Mayan calendar, which is the 365-day calendar that everybody follows now. And they were accurate. That's what the thing was. So everybody was like, man, this is super accurate. Still to this day.
Well, what happened? The last year that was in the Mayan calendar was 2012, right?
And yeah.
I guess that's as far as they decided to go at that one point.
Yeah, the guy took a break.
He's like, I'm done for the day, and then died.
And then died, yeah. So like, well, 2012
it's like,
it is.
It's like how on computers only go to year 3800 or something like that. Whenever people find us in the future, like, oh, they were only going to go to the year 3800, we're going to die.
Well, and if everyone remembers 2012, there was a big...
Oh, it was huge.
The end
December
of the world,
21st, 2012.
Yeah, because the Mayan calendar ended, people thought that was...
I want to admit, I mean, I don't believe in much
wait,
shit.
Wait,
what? I, you weren't a little nervous that something might go down. I'm not saying, like, you know...
Yeah, maybe Y2K.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Could have people started rioting? Who knows what could have happened? I'm not saying... It could have been a self-fulfilling prophecy. People thought it was going to happen, so they made it happen.
Okay.
People are dumb.
People are dumb.
Like, look at the Hale-Bopp people.
Us.
Well, you're dumber.
The Hale-Bopp people, yeah. Well, those are the mass
the Kool-Aid,
suicide.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's a little something from Always Sunny in Philadelphia that kind of explains what happened to the Mayans. So we'll let this play out here.
What's his name on Always Sunny?
Well, there's several of them. There's Mac, there's Dennis, there's Dee, there's Charlie, and there's Frank.
Uh-huh.
So this is a scene between, I think, all of them. But here we go.
The Mexicans predicted that the world was going to end in 2012.
That was the Mayans, dude.
Mayans, Mexicans, what's the difference?
One difference is that the Mayans are extinct.
Yeah, the Mexicans killed the Mayans.
No, the Spaniards banged the Mayans, turned them into Mexicans.
That's a pretty legit theory right there.
That's pretty funny. You know what I just realized, though? That's not feeding into the board, so that didn't get recorded. I'm going to have to give that to Brian to have him feed in whenever he does the production later.
I could just say it.
No, well, we still have that 15 seconds of dead air.
So the decline in the civilization of the Mayans, there's a couple...
thanks to the Spanish.
Well, there's actually a couple different schools of thought on that one. One of them was that they exhausted their environment to the point to where it could no longer sustain large populations like they had. You know, whether it be, you know, they didn't have any room to grow enough food, or their, you know, their water, their irrigation wasn't good enough to sustain these large populations. Another one thought that the constant warfare between cities caused trade alliances to break down. Now, that's pretty interesting, too, because with all, you know, that small area that you got, you've got 40 cities, 2 million people, you've got to be able to trade. So you've got to have some sort of trade alliance, because these guys over here growing beans, these guys over here growing squash.
The way it works with every other civilization.
Exactly. So, and this says that constant warfare between cities caused their trade alliances to, another one was an intense drought. An intense drought could have been responsible for that.
So what do you know about the Aztecs, which are similar in most people's minds to the Mayans?
You know, that's kind of like exactly what I thought, dude. Aztecs, Mayans, kind of pretty close to
the same.
So they
were slightly after the Mayans, and they existed just slightly to the west into the Mexican mainland, if you will, from the Yucatan. So here's a picture. It's kind of hard to see. You see this little green area right there? Here's the Yucatan.
Yeah.
And then right to the left of it is an equal size, basically, but that's the land of the Aztecs. They're very just another similar Mexican culture. That they, I believe they also did pyramids. I'd have to double-check into that. So there's going to be a little bit of Mayan holdover, and it's basically pre-Mexican people.
You don't even have that on there.
No, but I was thinking I really wanted to touch on it because we should.
Well, it's like a big popular clothing thing now, too. It's like big to get Aztec clothing, you know, because they got the Aztec patterns on them and stuff. Hmm. My wife's really into it. It's like,
really?
You know, yeah, so it's like a pattern thing.
Aztec's
so,
like square type patterns, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. You're right, but yeah.
No.
A bunch of different colors. If you want to Google Aztec patterns, do that. That's...
Well, let's head down a little further south and talk about the Inca in Peru.
The Incans, huh? I don't know a lot about the Incas, man.
I don't either. I know they were in the llamas, and they created Machu Picchu. Are you familiar with Machu Picchu?
No.
Machu Picchu is a city built way up in the mountains in the Andes. It's just it's an ancient here. Let me.
That
I'm
could
sure.
have been where Hitler resided.
No, he was Argentina.
Oh, that's right, Argentina. In the Andes Mountains, there though, right close to that.
Well, yeah, they're a whole left hand side of South America. So Machu Picchu is an Incan citadel set high in the Andes Mountains. This is from Wikipedia.
We're gonna have a lot of Southern American listeners because we do have a lot of those.
We do have a lot.
They're
gonna
be going, you guys are wrong. So please, if you're from South America and or anywhere around there, let us know what you know.
Also,
about.
When we talk about Atlantis, if you're from Atlantis, let us know what we screw up.
Yeah, because Atlantis is a big one.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get to that. So Machu Picchu, according to Wikipedia, is an Incan citadel set high in the Andes Mountains in Peru, above the Urubamba River Valley.
Urubamba.
But it built in the 15th century and later abandoned. It's renowned for its sophisticated dry stone walls that fuse huge blocks without the use of mortar. Intriguing buildings that play on astronomical alignments.
Oh, yeah, you know what?
I've
seen those.
Yeah, it's like all leveled. And
that's very cool. That's very cool. That's like megalithic almost.
Kind of, I guess so. I guess you can call it.
Yeah, like megalithic stone block buildings and whatnot.
But there's another even older civilization in Peru. And I'm sure you've heard of these. And I think we even talked about them in our Strangest Places episode. The Nazca people who created the Nazca lines.
Yeah, the Nazca lines are cool, man. That's something that blows my mind, those Nazca lines do. Flat out blows my mind. Because you don't know what they are.
There's so many miles wide.
How did he describe it in the Indiana Jones movie? It's for only the gods, because only gods live up here.
Right.
And that's what you'd have to be to make those out. They're so huge, like multi-kilometer things, right? And what they are is they're just like, there's a monkey, a spider. There's a bunch of different pictographs, right? Pictographs.
Yeah, there's like 800 straight lines, 300 geometric figures, and 70 animal and plant designs called biomorphs.
And they're just they're massively huge that from the ground, you would never be able to tell what they were.
The largest figures, they say, are up to 1,200 feet long, which is like just less than a quarter mile.
Right, so you'd never be able to tell from the ground what these things are. And they're like he was just saying, straight line geometric designs. And
there's so many of them. There's basically everything you could think of. They doodled that shit out on the that wide expanse of the desert down
right.
there.
Right. But the one thing is, like, so why would they do that? Why would you create these huge huge just drawings.
Well, it wasn't for food. It had to be religious, you figure.
Right, so you're trying
Again, you're doing it for the gods.
Exactly. These old ancient civilizations were all about their gods, man. All about it. They love their gods.
That they were.
So Nazca, the Nazca people were thought to have fallen completely by 750 AD, caused by
El Nino, our good buddy El Nino. But yeah, they say there was whatever the weather changes, ecological changes.
I don't think so.
I think that's the word. Any which way, there was flooding and other stuff. They think that just standard, bad times took out the Nazca people.
They followed upon some hard times. Noah's flood came, wiped them out.
Noah's flood, yeah. That could have been around that same time. The Nazca were around from 500 BC to 580, but I'm pretty sure that's after Noah.
Really?
Though I am not up with my biblical thing, so I don't know exactly when Noah was. And to be honest, the way they dealt with years back in the Bible, I don't trust anything they say anyway, because Methuselah lived over 800 years old, and a bunch of other people lived hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people that live. Well, that's thought to be the normal lifespan back then, was that long, because once you're at a higher consciousness level, that you live to be that long.
See, what was I think it's just a bad...
Give me one second. My brain works like a five-year-old child's.
If that good.
The Lost Book, Enoch. Enoch was allegedly 900 years old, and that's Noah's grandpa. Noah, from the famous flood, Noah.
Sure, I know.
His grandpa is Enoch, and they just found. Yeah, so he was like 900 years long, or old. Oh, long.
Well,
he was like 900 years old.
What if these years were more like months, rather? And they.
Well, what's that convert to in years?
Well, 800 years, if you converted it to, if it was actually months, is 66.66 years.
Oh, I guess that kind of makes some sense.
And if you think about it, 66-year-old back in those days would seem fucking ancient.
Yeah, yeah.
You lived a 30-year-old old man. You got, four or five different great-grandkids deep down.
Right.
I doubt it's that deep. So let's move on. Angkor. This is one you hadn't heard about before, I guess.
No, I had never heard of
it. But you'd seen
the
movie Kickboxer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the ancient city they go to do their, their training with the glowy sticks and whatnot?
I do, yeah.
That's an ancient city of the Angkor civilization.
So I've heard of a Rancor before.
And that's from Star Trek.
Well, this is true.
Angkor civilization. So let me get up my notes here on Angkor.
Drebin says the lines are so hard to fathom the time it took to make them, or if it's made in any one way, it's nuts. Yeah, really. No matter how they made those, because they're carved into the floor of the.
I thought they
were back to the Nazca lines. No, they're carved into the floor of the.
Of the valley.
Of
or
the
whatever,
valley.
Or
yeah.
The desert or whatever it was. Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, man. The Nazca lines are nuts.
So Angkor was the Angkor Wat was the capital city of the Khmer Empire, Khmer, which is in basically modern day Cambodia, which is the southern tip of Asia below here.
Right by Vietnam.
Right, Vietnam, Laos, that area, Thailand. Let's see. It lasted from 802 AD to sometime in the 1400s. It was primarily a Hindu and Buddhist society.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you know what? I like Hindus and Buddhists more than other religions, to be honest with you, because they seem more peaceful to me.
So
you
peaceful
know,
religions are better
Hindu
religions?
Well, in my eyes, they are. They're not, I think peaceful
religions.
It's just
religions, your opinion, man.
No,
I
you're right.
I disagree with you, though.
It is my opinion, but I feel like Buddhists and Hindus are probably better people.
Well, then you're going to hate this, because the decline of Angkor came from people who were doing religious conversions, and it affected the social structure and the political systems. So they brought in all these other religions, and people were like, "This we're not doing shit this way."
Exactly. Anymore. That's because the Buddhists and the
you're too nice Buddhas, you're Buddhists.
Yeah, they brought in crazy religions, and
they were pretty much finished off
up,
though, by the first kingdom in Thailand known as, and I'm gonna just butcher this because I'm an asshole.
Oh yeah, that's the way to do it, though.
Sukhothai.
Sukhothai.
It's spelled Sukhothai.
Oh, sounds like suck ho tie.
Those Thai people and their funny fucking jokes.
Sukhothai.
Nak Su Khao.
We are really alienating any Asian listeners
Luckily,
that we have right now.
I don't think we have any.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's move on. I mean, Angkor's cool. Check it out. Google it. Hold on,
We got a note here,
and I think it's a good point. This would be a good time to stop. We'll call it for now. We'll come back for the second episode here in about 20 minutes for our YouTubers and probably the next day for people listening on the podcast tomorrow.
Yeah, and if you ask me, I feel like our second episode is going to be way more packed than the first one, because we got a lot to talk about on the second episode.
Well, yeah, we've only got two more society or civilizations I wanted to talk about, ones that have been found.
Yeah, and then we're on to the
ones that have not been found.
All bread and butter, baby.
Why are you getting all deep on us? It's all bread and butter, baby.
That's all bread and butter.
Come on, baby.
I'm here to butter your bread.
Some of that sweet, sweet Atlanta rhythm. Atlanta rhythm.
So if you're joining us on YouTube, give us 20 minutes. If you're with us on the podcast, maybe a day or so. But this has been Surreal Talk, a look inside cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
What a horrible, but this has been Surreal Talk.
Well, what do you want to say? But
that was not natural.
In addition to.
That was not natural. You were not natural. Anyway.
Oh, I'm natural, baby.
All natural. Sit down. Sit down. I don't need to see your breasts. It's weird.
Sorry.
You're my brother.
Anyways, it's been a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Not this week.
No, yes, this week. And
just
also.
Just the weird. Just the old weird this week.
Yeah, because there's really no cults or conspiracies or paranormal.
Not even really supernatural.
Gosh, we didn't even really think this episode out very
much.
No,
I did. Because it's just the general weird shit we like to talk about. Ancient civilization. Once we get into the Atlantis side of it.
Yeah.
You know how we like, even
once we get into the next episode.
Right, we did like the time travel episode we talked about.
It. What are you going to do?
The science kind of facty side of it, you know, uh-huh. What is time and all that. We had to talk about ancient civilizations that have been found. That's why we call it Lost and Found.
Lost and Found.
More like Found and Lost if we're doing it chronologically. But anyway, roll those beautiful bean credits.
Oh, and as everyone knows, Surreal Talk is brought to you this week, and of course every week, by Amazon! Exclamation point. You can't tell them read off a piece of paper. No. And if you're looking to do any online shopping, visit SurrealTalkPodcast.com/Amazon to be forwarded to our special Amazon page where any purchases that you make, you get that right, are going to directly support this show. Also, if you're into audiobooks, which I am. No, I'm not. I only ever read one. Go to our website, SurrealTalkPodcast.com, and click the Audible banner to create your 30-day trial.
Let me give a suggestion real quick for a book. It's not an audiobook. I'm kind of killing your Audible thing, but go to Amazon, which is part of what you're getting ready to say.
Okay, yeah.
Look for the book Captains and the Kings. It's a book I'm reading right now for work, actually, strangely enough. But it follows the life and times of a man named Joseph Armagh. He was a 13-year-old immigrant coming from Ireland with his family. His mom died on the boat over here, and they were coming to see his dad, who had also died while they were on the trip, but he had already lived in America. So when he gets here, he's 13 years old, has a brother and a sister to take care of, coming fresh off the boat. And it's basically about his rise to power, how he made his money, how he eventually, you know, what kind of man he becomes. Mm-hmm. Then there's a lot of shit that's really interesting. And there's a meeting he attends. It's like an old version of the Bilderberg group. It's like a, you know, clandestine group that...
Also, there's some conspiracy in this
book.
There
totally is.
Now you got me. Because before I was just like, you guys aren't going to listen to this book, and neither fucking am I. Yeah, so, okay.
This guy is like way deep into the stuff that makes stuff go. They were talking about how the Civil War wasn't about slavery or anything. It was about money, like almost every war is about
money. An agenda. Gosh, I've been saying that for, I don't know, 8 months.
How the people who knew how money was made, the bankers and whatnot, knew that the South was ripe for the taking. They could take over all the industry in the South and take that money for themselves rather than the Southern gentlemen who, you know, they're old, good old boys, keep all the money to themselves.
Never mean to no harm.
Well, yeah, they're just sitting down.
That'd
be
all you ever saw. They've been in trouble with the law since they were born.
Any which way, check that book out. It's called Captains and the Kings. It's a really good period piece book. It talks about why the conspiracy, why Lincoln was assassinated, just because he wasn't going along with what all these people wanted, and you're gone.
Yeah, that's I can believe that.
It's a really good book.
I'm surprised Bernie Sanders is still alive.
He got paid off.
That's what I think, too.
I'm of the opinion that Bernie was paid off.
Almost complicit the whole time. Anyways, we won't talk about that. And as always, remember to like and subscribe to our Facebook and Twitter and YouTube accounts. That's Facebook.com/SurrealTalk, Twitter.com/SurrealTalkShow, and YouTube.com/SurrealTalkPodcast. So it's nothing, show, and podcast. And if you'd like to contact us, you can reach us by email at info@SurrealTalkPodcast.com. And that, what you should do there is just let us know if we suck, we're doing good. If you got any show suggestions, if you... think we missed anything.
Yeah, tell us what we missed because we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah,
on our deja vu.
That's the new segment. But yeah, message us on any of our social media pages. Oh, and please remember to leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, or whatever your chosen platform is. And we've got quite a few reviews this week. I'd like to say we're up to a 4.7 out of 5 stars.
That's not bad. Just on Facebook. Facebook. Yeah, just on Facebook. We're a little bit lower on iTunes. But
are we?
Yeah, we're like just around a 4.
So yeah, please be honest in your review and please be nice.
Well, I mean, you don't have to, but I would prefer it.
Yeah,
there was
a guy
today
who
gave us the 1 star.
And
they
immediately deleted it, though.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you're not going to be nice, at least be funny.
And if you're going to not be nice, explain why.
Yeah, just be like, look, you guys suck. Your stuff sucks.
Because the one lady who since changed her opinion gave us a lot of shit about how we were sexist. I think she's talking basically just about you.
I don't believe that, but yeah, right.
But we corrected, I think.
But yeah, well, we addressed it, corrected it.
So. You're still sexist, I think, but you just don't talk about it on the air.
I just did do a natural thing with the breasts, yeah. So yeah, anyway. I'm terrible. All right.
Catch you on YouTube here 20, 30 minutes, and podcasters, see you next download.
See you next download.
See ya.
Peace.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.